Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Julan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update.
Well, thank you for having me.
Leanne, I think we've got to start with the elephant that's in the room with President Trump has COVID-19. I want to take a look at with you from a local perspective about protocol that was in place. If President Trump can test positive for this virus, let's talk about things that were in place and what this looks like for protocol and procedures.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, this is just such a tough time for the nation as a whole. I mean, just to see something like this happening at, you know, the highest levels of government has just got to be so unnerving for all of us, and really brings home that this is, we're all vulnerable, and we cannot afford to have the, you know, highest levels of government and the leaders of our country, dealing with this type of crisis, and reminds us that we're all dealing with it every day. And that's why we have these precautions in place. So what appears to be happening at the White House is they were using rapid testing to determine what people could do when they visited the White House. And we have talked about this a little bit on your show, and we've talked about this a lot locally, which is there are lots of different types of testing being developed and getting emergency use authorizations from the FDA to fight COVID and to contain disease. And in fact, I think that there's 170 different types of tests that have received emergency use authorization. But the important thing is to match the testing to the job that it's doing. And so that rapid testing is not designed to clear people as negative. Now you don't have to follow the other precautions, right? So we use the rapid testing to find positive cases and contact trace and contain positive cases. And for that, it's very effective. It's most effective if it's used repeatedly, so that if someone is getting rapid testing daily or every other day or even weekly, we're still building kind of, you know, information about how it's spreading in a certain population. But to use rapid testing to say, now we don't have to follow the other precautions, you know, maintaining distance, wearing our masks, being vigilant about washing our hands, those types of things, that's where we run into some trouble.
And I think if we can take these precautions and look at this spread of what's happening on a national scale in our White House administration, and how we can apply some of that to our region here in Southwest Colorado and Northern New Mexico.
And I think what this shows us is, you know, something we're learning about COVID is it has this very uneven disbursement. So what we're finding is a lot of, you know, the pandemic plans that we had and the studies that we did, a lot of that focuses on the R-naught number, which is how many people each person that has it gives it to on average, right? But with COVID, we may find that there are tons of people who give it to no one or just give it to one person. And then you have occasional spreaders that give it to a lot of people, or occasional events where it's passed around a lot in one event where social distancing and mask wearing wasn't practiced. You can see a lot of seeding of disease, which then takes off your case rates once again, right? After we bring it under control and we get our case incident rate low, we still have to follow these precautions. And that's what we're really trying to do in communities, is get the message out, which is, you know, with COVID-19, we're still learning about it. And it's important to follow the precautions that we're recommending everywhere to everyone.
Leanne, I think this talk of it not spreading a lot outdoors And it's looking like the Supreme Court nominee event that happened a week ago Saturday might have been a quote unquote super spreader event. But there have been a lot of crowded events, whether it's protests, whether it was the RNC with a couple thousand people, that it's not happening as much outside, that people are not following those protocols because they feel like they're safer outside.
There's a bit of the duration of time that people spend together, and there's, you know, some differences between whether we're spreading droplets or we're spreading aerosolized virus indoor or outdoor. But I think we don't know yet if last weekend's Rose Garden event is going to be characterized as a super spreader event. It does appear as though there is a lot of transmission that is going to be tracked back to that event. But the other things we don't know is, was all of that event outdoors, or were there indoor receptions prior to or after the outdoor reception at the Rose Garden? So we're still, you know, I think there's a lot of information will still come out about this. And we still believe from a public health perspective that outdoor events are safer than indoor events. But we also want people to practice social distancing outdoors and even mask wearing if they cannot maintain 6 foot distance in between parties.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
We just really appreciate the opportunity to continue to, talk about what we're learning about COVID and applying it to our local communities, because it is still a shifting landscape.
Leanne, thanks for joining us here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.